And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 23rd of March, 2015. It was on this day in 1913 the novelist Jack London wrote off to six writers, including H.G. Wells and George Bernard Shaw, asking how much they got paid for their writing. London always said that his chief motive for writing was money, and he told his colleagues, "I've published 33 books, and yet I have never heard the rates that other writers receive." It was on this day, 1775, Patrick Henry gave his famous speech, in which he probably delivered the line, "Give me liberty or give me death." The speech was given at St. John's Church in Richmond, Virginia, at the Second Virginia Convention. George Washington, Thomas Jefferson were there. The thing about Patrick Henry speaking, according to Thomas Jefferson, was that it was extremely eloquent and very moving, but nobody could remember afterward exactly what he had said. It's the birthday of the French author Roger Martin Dugard, born in Neuilly-sur-Seine, France, in 1881. His life work was a series of novels known as Les Thibauls, considered a roman fleuve, a French term that means literally a river novel, a series of novels written by one author about the same few characters, often one family, a saga. And his roman fleuve followed the Thibault family in the years around World War I. It's the birthday of Fanny Farmer, Boston, 1857, known for publishing the first cookbook in America that came with simple, precise cooking instructions, as well as instructions on how to set a table, scald milk, make butter, remove stains, and clean a copper boiler. And it's the birthday of the writer Josef Čupek, born in Hronov in what is now the Czech Republic in 1887. Josef Čupek is known as the man who gave us the word robot for a play in 1921 about mass-produced human substitutes employed as cheap labor. Here's a poem for today by Nicholas Christopher entitled Through the Window of the All-Night Restaurant. Across from the gas station, a bus stopped every 10 minutes under the blue streetlight and discharged a single passenger, never more than one. A one-armed man with a cane, a girl in red leather, a security guard carrying his lunchbox. They stepped into the light, looked left, then right, and disappeared. Otherwise, the street was empty, the wind off the river, gusting paper and leaves. Then the payphone near the bus stop started ringing. For 5 minutes it rang, until another bus pulled in, and a couple stepped off, their hats pulled down low. The man walked up the street, but the woman hesitated, then answered the phone, and stood frozen with the receiver to her ear. The man came back for her, but she waved him away, and at the same moment her hat blew off and skidded down the street. The man followed it, holding his own hat, and the woman began talking into the phone, and she kept talking, the wind tossing her hair wildly, and the man never returned, and no more buses came after that. Through the Window of the All-Night Restaurant, a poem by Nicholas Christopher, from In the Year of the Comet, published by Penguin and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years, and by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.